Well, tomorrow you'll be able to bring your Norwegian elkhund to the Easter egg hunt for the dogs, eh? Good morning, it is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aradith, Tyler Gomnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. All right, coming up tomorrow and Sunday, big Easter egg hunt events with the city of Galesburg. Joining us to talk more about it, Recreation Supervisor with the city of Galesburg, Angie Buchan. Angie, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Ready for the hunt, eh?
I am. Aye.
All right. Well, Angie, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. All right. So, okay, so one thing, and it, you've taken it off the website. There was an event scheduled for tonight, but again, with everything else, we don't know what the weather is like. If nothing else, we're going to have some rain and possibly some thunderstorms, could get worse. So the GLOW event for tonight, that one's been canceled, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have postponed it. Okay. Anybody that pre-registered, they'll have information on the rescheduled date on that. But we definitely want to keep everybody safe, especially with the winds that are predicted. So yeah, in the woods.
All right. Well, it's going to be a little bit breezy again tomorrow and Sunday as well. But it's not going to be bad enough weather to not have a couple of really fun events coming up this weekend. First off, tomorrow, you get the doggies out. You ready for this? Doggy Easter egg hunt. All right. Well, let's talk about this one. Is there registration or anything? How do you get ready for this one?
We prefer people pre-register just because we need to have everybody send us their rabies certificates.
How about for their dogs, though?
Well,
those two?
That too.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I'm out.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that Tyler knew.
Yep, but you can definitely drop in. You'll just have to register at the time. But it'll be $5 per dog. Every dog needs to have its own handler. So we can't bring like three dogs because it'd be a little bit chaotic there. Yeah. And everybody has to be on the leash the whole time. Dogs.
Yes, the dog. Well, yeah, just the dogs, Tyler.
I'm out.
Kids are fine.
Well, talk about how this whole thing is going to work. We'll be out at the County Knot Dog Park at Inbinder Park. So, how's the whole thing going to work?
Yep.
And what are the eggs that they're searching for?
So, it's going to be regular little Easter eggs. They're going to have dog treats in them, and so we expect them to sniff them out and try not to eat all of the treats that are in the eggs, but some of them may be able to put them in their baskets or whatever. And then we'll have some that have tickets, and then those can be redeemed for prizes. So we have little dog toy stuffies and treats and stuff that they can redeem for prizes.
Well, it's very similar to the one for the kids on Sunday then.
Yep, just for dogs.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. So do you have a dog that could grab the egg and put it in the basket?
No.
Okay, just
so you have you have one day to teach him. So
okay, I have it. Okay,
work on that this afternoon.
He's still learning his name, and he's nine. So
nine. Okay.
We're talking about my dog, not my son.
Well, no, he's younger.
Yep. Okay. And then the hunt starts at 2:00. But activities will have like a little paw print craft that they can do, and then the Easter Bunny will be there starting at 1:00. So you can come and register early. Beat the crowd. So
three different hunts, is that?
It'll be like three at the same time, we do with the regular egg hunt. So we'll have them. We have the three different sections at the dog park, and so there'll be one that the small dogs, one for medium dogs, and one for big dogs.
All right. So that is coming up tomorrow afternoon, 2:00. Some activities starting ahead of that. So how do you get registered? I guess on your website, is that right?
Yep, if you go to our website, you can get right on there, and you'll have to make an account, but you can get on there and get registered.
All right. So that's for the doggies. That one happens tomorrow. Now the biggie coming up Sunday afternoon for the kids. Man, this is always such a huge, huge event and a lot of fun for if you want the kids to expend some energy. This is your event, right?
Yeah, we get 1,000 kids that come in. We have 10,000 eggs. They're all filled with candy. And then some of them, we have the golden eggs that are filled with the tickets to go and redeem for a prize. We have 200 prizes to give out. So we're super excited about that. The hunt will start right at 1:00. No delays. So just make sure you get there on time. Get a spot. We will have the mobile playground there with some activities there from 12 to 2. Hy-Vee will be here grilling hot dogs. So they'll have a meal for $4. So we're excited about that. So you can come early and, feed everybody and, wait for the hunt to start.
And this will all be a Lakeside Recreation Center. So did you have to fill all the eggs yourself? Did you get help?
We filled them this time. We actually had the high school key club. Took about a quarter of them and filled them. So we were super excited that. Otherwise, we had our staff filled.
How many total?
10,000.
10,000. My goodness. And so, but it also getting the prizes and the candy and all that stuff in them too. That takes a bit of work too.
Yeah. Well, and we really appreciate all the sponsors that have donated to be able to buy all the prizes and all the eggs. So yeah, we were super excited to be able to put this on.
Yeah. So good time to get done with the church or whatever you do on Sunday morning and head out there. You can grab a bite to eat with Hy-Vee. And it's always just a lot of fun. And I would say, you know, don't tell your kids to run over others. Just, you know, go find what you can find. And parents, don't be running over the kids, pushing them out of the way either.
Well, and there's then that. Yep. And then ages, we've got four different age groups. So the smallest one, that the age 2 to 3, they can have an adult with them.
Okay.
But the other ones, the adults do need to stay outside of the hunting grounds.
That's a really good idea. Yep. That's from past experience, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So that, again, it all gets underway on Sunday afternoon. Get out there. There's going to be a lot of activities happening starting, around 1 o'clock then?
Yep, it'll be right at 1 o'clock.
So this one, you don't have to be registered, but if you want a reminder, you can sign up to get an email about that ahead of the event on Sunday,
that
too.
That is true.
Yeah, so, gosh, so many fun things going on. So, again, the goal for tonight, that one's been postponed. Will you have an opportunity? Do you think you'll still do it at some point later?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay. We're going to try and do it next Friday.
Okay.
The registration is filled for that, but if people want to sign up for the wait list, in case anybody that can't make it to the new date, we can take people off the wait list. So.
All right. Lots of fun stuff going on. Angie Buchan, Recreation Supervisor with the Galesburg Parks and Rec Department, joining us here this morning. So, again, the Doggy Easter Egg Hunt comes up tomorrow out at County Knot Dog Park at Inbinder Park out there on Carl Sandburg Drive. And then Lakeside Recreation Facility Sunday afternoon. It is the big Easter Egg Hunt for the kids, and always a lot of fun. And, yeah, that's a lot of kids out there. That's a lot of prizes and the it's a blast. And no matter what age, it's really fun watching the real young kids out there searching for them.
Yep, they get so excited. Yes. Even if they have one egg, one perfect egg.
Yep, that's all you need. That's all you need. All right. But so much always going on. Talk a little bit about some things available right now, whether it's swim lessons or things going on out at Lakeside itself.
We do have swim lessons. Registration is still open for April. And then what's going to be at Baymont. And then we have AquaFit. We just had registration end for our volleyball clinic that will be next month. We're going to have an open gym next month, for April on Thursdays for ages 12 to 16, which is like a little bit older than the ones that can do the clinic. So it'll be kind of nice for them to have a chance to play volleyball too. And then we're just doing a lot of gearing up for all our summer programs, all our nature camps. Registration's opening up for that. So we're super excited about that, and then getting ready for the water park to open here at the end of May. So,
will the camps and open gym, will that be at Hawthorne, or will that be at Lakeside?
The open gym will be at Hawthorne,
okay.
And then the clinic is at Lakeside.
Okay, very good. So lots and lots happening. What's our open date for all the outdoor, the swimming and that at Lakeside?
It'll be the Saturday before Memorial Day.
Okay, so we've got a little bit. We'll get some warmer weather before that, so we'll have some pretty decent temperatures in the water and the outdoor temperature. I mean, obviously we're getting it today, but then 46 tomorrow, so that doesn't help. So, yeah.
At least no rain. It'll be fine. The dogs won't mind.
There you go. That is a good thing. All right. So, again, the Doggy Easter Egg Hunt tomorrow afternoon. And you can check that at County Knot Dog Park. Just $5 to enter your dog, and just one dog at a time. If you have got other dogs, you got to have other family members there with that dog. So there you go. Again, that's tomorrow at County Knot Dog Park at Inbinder Park on Carl Sandburg Drive. And then Sunday afternoon, the big Easter egg hunt for the kids. All the activities getting underway at 1 o'clock out at Lakeside Recreation Facility. And looks like we're going to have good enough weather for it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be perfect on Sunday.
Absolutely. All right. Angie, anything else we need to know?
Just,
nope.
Just,
no.
Okay. Just come to all things.
Just know that
these
things are happening.
Just come to all things recreation.
Well, and again, yeah, you can go to the website, Galesburg Recreation Division website, and you've got a calendar of all your events coming up and all the happenings.
Yes.
All right. Angie, blame Elizabeth for this, Angie. All right?
I love radio.
Oh, you were fine. You were fine. Angie, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.